What's happening locally? The news.
And that is exactly what we're going to find out. And it's the first time for this week that we take a look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The National Commission of Internal Elections of the Democratic Change, the CD Party, announced on the afternoon of Sunday that it was decided to annul in its entirety the elections in the corregimientos of El Cacao, Villa Rosario, Camarón Arriba, in the district of Capira in the province of Panama Oeste. Similarly, it was decided to annul the conventional elections in the corregimientos of Chilibre, Caimetillo, and 24 de Diciembre in the province of Panama and San Martín in Las Palmas in Veracruz. In a statement, the CD Elections Commission reported that in some places polling stations did not open at 7 a.m. as planned. In addition, at 11:45 a.m., they had not opened, as occurred in the three corregimientos of Capira. It is also explained that in the corregimientos of Chilibre, 24 de Diciembre, and Caimetillo, there were candidates who were not put on the ballots. Up until 2 p.m., there was about 28% participation in the internal elections of this group. The CD renews on Sunday its conventionals in an internal election marked by the struggle between two factions that dispute control of the party and amid alleged irregularities. At about 7 a.m., the 935 polling stations opened in the 751 voting centres enabled in various provinces of the country. An hour and a half later, the president of the political organisation, Romelu Roux, went to vote at the Elena Chavez de Pinate School in Juandias. We have been reported that some ballots were the order of the conventional payrolls do not coincide with the publications that were made in the bulletin, denounced Roux, who was accompanied by his followers. In Capira, in the province of Panama Oeste, the deputy and general secretary of the CD, Yanimel Abrego, arrived at about 10 a.m., accompanied by former President Ricardo Martinelli, president of the party, realizing goals. Now, according to Abrego, he was not allowed to have table juries. There are only the Electoral Tribunal and the other side, Chid announced. Abrego, a loyal follower of former President Ricardo Martinelli, is vying for control of Roux's party. Well, Roux noted that this is a choice between those who want one party to govern, one country, and the others. He affirmed that he is sure that Ana Gisel Rosas, candidate for the Women's Secretariat, will win, as well as her other candidates. When asked about the presidential aspirations of former President Martín Torrijos, Roux responded that they are open to exchanging ideas, but in alliance, democratic change will always be in the lead. The risk rating agency Fitch Ratings raised doubts about the government's ability to meet the deficit targets established by the Fiscal Social Responsibility Law for this and the coming years. Well, in 2020, following the economic impact caused by the restrictions imposed in the pandemic, the government substantially raised the deficit limit allowed by the law to make room for increased spending and the sharp drop in revenues. In that same legal form, a trajectory of deficit reduction, which is also known as fiscal consolidation, was reflected. Thus, from a limit of 10.5% in 2020, it would gradually be lowered to 7.5% in 2021, 4% in 2022, 3% in 2023, and 2% in 2024, and 1.5% from 2025 onwards. The increase in the deficit in recent years reflects the rise in public debt levels, and will be with the reduction of the deficit, it is sought that the rate of indebtedness is reduced. Well, Fitch has pointed out that without a clear consolidation strategy, it will be a challenge to meet increasingly restricted deficit targets. The government must reduce the fiscal deficit to comply with the guidelines of the Fiscal Social Responsibility Law, but the main component of public spending, which is destined to cover the operations of the state apparatus and the interest on the debt, does not yield. Nancy Abigail Góngora, cruel sentimental partner of the extradited Ruben Camargo Clark, alias Cholo Chorillo, indicated by the authorities as the leader of the Baguio gang, was charged by the drug prosecutor's office as an alleged frontman for that organization. During a hearing which was held last Friday, the judge of guarantees, Diana Garcia, charged him with the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering and ordered his immediate preventative detention. The judge alleged that the accused, who was extradited last Thursday from Costa Rica, where she resided, like Cholo Chorillo, never appeared personally to the process against her. Open since 2021, when the authorities, through the Neptune operation, arrested 21 members of the network led by Camargo. The judge also dismissed the notion by her defense attorney to grant her a home deposit measure to breastfeed her daughter, who was born 6 months ago. Well, the girl's father is Camargo. The judge decided that the woman remained detained due to the seriousness of the crime she is accused of, and considering, in addition, that it is the safest thing for the baby. Meanwhile, drug prosecutor Gleisi Hernandez alleged that Gongora was part of the scheme used by the network led by her partner to launder money from the sale of drugs through the purchase of real estate, such as a residence in Eco Gardens in the district of Arihan, and the opening of front businesses. The prosecution cited a report from the Judicial Investigation Directorate in which it is established that the accused maintained two businesses, including a courier company, used to launder and even handle money remittances. This investigation began back in 2017, and the authorities have informed that the network introduced drugs into the country from Colombia through El Chorrillo, Boca La Caja, Panama Oeste, and the island of San Miguel. In addition, its members were linked to several homicides. The government of Panama expressed on Sunday its solidarity with Ecuador for the earthquake of magnitude 6.5 that was registered on Saturday, which left 14 dead and 446 injured, while lamenting the loss of lives. Our solidarity with the brotherly people of government and government of Ecuador after the strong earthquake registered on Saturday. We regret the loss of life caused by the event. Our diplomatic representatives in Ecuador remain in contact with Panamanians residing in that country, the Foreign Ministry wrote on their Twitter account. The earthquake of magnitude 6.5 on the open Richter scale struck on Saturday in a coastal area of Ecuador, leaving at least 14 dead and 446 injured. Now, according to the latest official information. Now, the strong earthquake was also felt in northern Peru, where a four-year-old girl died. Well, Ecuador has reported at least 180 homes affected, 84 destroyed, 80 educational units affected, as well as 22 public properties, 32 private properties, 33 health centers, and one private property destroyed, as well as 5 bridges. Among the effects on infrastructure, the collapse of facades, glass breakages, and cracks in walls, among others, were reported. The Ministry of Health, MINSA, reported that so far this year, 2023, 958 cases of dengue have been confirmed nationwide. According to the epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health, of that figure, 841 cases were without any alarm signs, 113 with some alarm signs, and 4 serious cases. To date, no deaths have been reported. It is detailed that the areas with the most positive cases are Colón with 182, Metro Area of Panama 177, Panama West 118, North Panama 111, San Miguelito 110, Bocas del Toro 69, Herrera and Los Santos with 57 cases. The health authorities reiterated the call to the population to maintain cleanliness in homes and work environments. Check the meshes of doors and windows in the same way it's recommended to check under the sinks, since there are places where there may be breeding sites of the transmitting mosquito. That's the Aedes aegypti. On the other hand, the report on the hantavirus registers 8 cases so far, 7 alive and 1 death registered in the province of Herrera. Of the 7 cases, 6 were diagnosed with hantavirus cardiopulmonary syndrome and 1 with hantavirus fever. 4 of the 8 confirmed cases of hantavirus were reported in Herrera. In Los Santos and Coclé, 2 were reported in each province, the entity said in a statement. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Some of the items here in the local news in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.